Coast 93.1, spotlighting 20 outstanding women.
I love this quote from the person who nominated today's outstanding woman, Trish Brown. Trish wears more hats than the Mad Hatter at a tea party.
I love it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what is Creative Works? How do you describe to people what you do?
I like to tell people that we create communities of inclusion, but we support adults with intellectual disabilities, autism, and brain injuries at home, at work, and in the community. So everywhere, soup to nuts, their entire adult lives, anything you can think of, employment, community services, housing, case management, and then just all the fun stuff that really enriches their lives too.
And that even means granting dreams,
right.
Almost like a make-a-wish kind of thing, right?
It's the best of all worlds. You don't have to be sick.
Right.
You know, you just grant a dream for anybody and they can actually apply once a year, every year. So it can be anything from a makeover. We had CJ. She needed a makeover for a Valentine's Day dance for her boyfriend. And so it could be as small as a makeover. We sent someone on a private flight once. My friend Zane is in his 70s and he's blind and he's never been on a flight. And we thought, well, you know, what's the best possible experience for this guy who's pretty funny? And we had a donor who helped with a previous dream, which was a tattoo removal, take Zane up on his private plane so that he could touch all the buttons and I could describe to him what was happening the whole time.
So Zane was literally flying blind.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. We were like, we're all in on this.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I really like that everyone is genuine. I feel like I found my flock at Creative Works because I can be as weird as I want to be.
Yes.
Which is on point every day. And everybody just brings themselves to the table. So it's a really good environment to be in.
And not all of these folks are living in your housing.
So we have 36 residential houses. It could be your own house, and we have direct caregivers go in there. Or it could be a house we own, and we, like, improve the hell out of it and make it accessible for you. We have community services programs. We have 5 of those where people come during the day. It's like YMCA, but cooler. So the things you want to do, you can volunteer in the community together with your friends. You could play Wii Sports all day because it's rainy outside. You know, oh, my God, we have Special Olympics teams. We have 2 of them, and I get to make the T-shirts. So I mean, it's just like little things.
Okay.
I love it. People have a lot more options these days. Mm. There's no institutionalization. You can choose where you want to live, how many people you want to live with, and the things that you want to do all day. We can help you get a job. We can help you keep a job.
So Creative Works is improving their life, and also what a relief for their families who probably have spent a lot of time worrying about how they were going to do on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the number one concern that a lot of parents of adults with disabilities and guardians have is what's going to happen to my loved one after I can't take care of them anymore.
Sure.
And so those are big conversations to have, and they're not the same at every stage of someone's life. So, you know, when someone's 21, maybe they want to live independently. When someone's 61, maybe they want to be in shared living. When someone's 71, maybe they want to be in a residential facility. And we can just make it up as we go, depending on, you know, what the person wants. We listen to what they want.
And from the art program that you do, can people actually buy the art?
Oh, my God,
Is it sold and stuff?
Well, it's hard to buy it because I buy a lot of it. So, like, I see it first, and I'm like, I'm going to go broke. They take it right out of my paycheck. So we have 5 art studios in each of those community services locations.
Wow.
And so we supply the materials and art specialists. So these are direct care workers who also have a background in art. And so we have studios that have ceramics, we have textiles, we have painting, everything you can think of. And then we have shows in the community. So, excuse me, right now we're at Elevate Cafe. We're going to be at the Yarmouth Clam Festival again, which is really fun.
Cool.
Love that. And then anytime someone sells their art, 100% goes back to that artist. We don't take a cut to keep program in good order. We can fund it by ourselves. And so that's a lot of good disposable income for folks who, by and large, are either underemployed, unemployed, or just, you know, have some limitations on their income.
Yeah.
Plus, how amazing do they feel after they've sold a piece of art?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Was there any painting in particular that stands out?
Okay. So my friend Scott, he's in your catalog for Maine Woodworks.
He's, oh, good. Okay.
He's also a woodworker. And so Scott does a lot of wood art. He paints on wood. He made a Meowna Lisa. Okay. It was so good. He sold it under my nose, so I had to commission another one from him.
Oh, my God.
So he's now a commissioned artist, and I own a Meowna Lisa.
I'm guessing it's a cat?
It is. It's exactly what you think it is.
Okay. Oh. Wow. I love it. I love it.
I want to see a picture of it.
Yeah. I'll text you.
Oh, this is amazing.
Well, you are meant to do this.
Yeah, you totally
right?
are.
I love it.
Yeah, wow. Well,
you are just joy. That's what you are.
And by the way, we should mention you can help Grant these dreams. The Walk and Roll fundraiser, a creative take on a 5K with special guests, live music, dunk tank, food. You can learn more about creative work. We'll have a link on our website, coast931.com, beingcreativeworks.org.
Yes.
Is their website. And Trish, you are an outstanding woman.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Trish.
You can learn more about Trish and the rest of Coast and Hannaford's 20 Outstanding Women at coast931.com. And if you follow us on Instagram, you can see a little recap of our reception that we had this
week
to celebrate all these incredible women.